evening, race fans, and welcome to Flamborough Speedway. The Lucas Oil Sportsman Cup MS-100 tonight. The teams are set. The sun is out. We finally have a nice night to do competition for the second time in the Lucas Oil Sportsman Cup in 2015. Let's get you up to speed. We'll have a listen back to highlights from Sauble Speedway Race 1. And oh man, what a race.
Down they go into turn number 3. Didero on the outside, working it hard. He's got a little edge on the 66 of Josh Wood, but Didero starting to run a little bit higher, getting off the bottom line of the racetrack. Josh Wood knows if he just bides his time, he's going to get what he wants, a spot underneath him.
It's Josh Wood now with the lead. Didero in second, Chad McGlynn in third. Conley, everybody scrambling.
Here comes Josh Wood down the front straightaway, nose in front. Didero charges into turn 1 and 2, holds on to the lead as they head down the back straightaway once again.
Great run, 66 laps in. Josh Wood out front, Didero in second, and Chad McGlynn in third. Back to fourth place driver Kenny Groove, and fifth place with a real battle, the 3, Tim Tolton.
And Josh Wood brings it out of turn number 4 down the front straightaway. Josh Wood will take victory. 100 at Sauble Speedway. It's all his. Brendan Didero will finish up in second spot. Then the 18 of Chad McGlynn.
Wood's party lasted just about a month. Will it continue tonight here at Flamborough Speedway? Practice is over.
The car's really good. It's a brand new car, brand new motor program. We put together a brand new sponsor. So I think my worst finish, my average finish here is second.
The drivers are about to belt in. Let's take you now to Flamborough Speedway for tonight's Lucas Oil Sportsman Cup MS-100. To call the action, Jerry Paxton.
You can tell me all you want. These guys are chomping at the bit. No, they're not. They're stomping on the gas. That's what they're doing.
Jamie Maudsley.
Ready to rock and roll here tonight for 100 laps.
And myself, Joe Chisholm. Tonight's race, presented by Dawson Dental Centers, Quality Inn, Halifax, Fortino's, and VP Racing Fuels. Now live to Flamborough Speedway for the start of tonight's race.
What a great bunch of guys this Lucas Oil Group is.
And well, I don't know how we're going to be able to hang on to this thing, but I'm going to do my best.
Green next time.
And good evening, everybody, and welcome to Flamborough Speedway live tonight worldwide at racetimeradio.com. We are all set and getting ready to go for tonight's Lucas Oil Sportsman Cup Series race number 2. It's the MS-100. I'm joined up in the broadcast booth with, how about Jamie Maudsley? Jamie, what's going on? Are you all set?
Joe, we're ready to go. We've seen some fabulous racing even earlier on tonight. Of course, qualifying went off a couple hours ago, and we just watched the second late model feature. Big hats off to Roth for finding his way to victory lane. Brad Cochran was able to find victory lane in the first of the double features. Super stock feature, or the street stock features, thunder stock features were good. The mini stock features were good. We had one car rolled over. You know, everything you want in a race. And of course, a flamburger with cheese.
Absolutely. Also joining the broadcast somewhere here at Flamborough Speedway, we have Jerry Paxton. Jerry, where'd you get off to? What's going on, bud? What a beautiful night.
You know, Joe, I don't get to sit in the grandstand very often, so I thought I'd take this opportunity just before we get up to full speed here to feel here for these nice, comfortable bench seating at Flamborough Speedway and check out a little racing hair from the spectator side of it for a change. You know what? It's quite a view, and I'm really getting ready to go tonight. This is going to be one wild race. Can you say pent-up energy?
Yeah, these guys have been hanging on to it now for about a month. We are in for a dynamite race. If qualifying, Jamie, is any indication, we know it's going to be a tight field here tonight.
Well, the big shocker was Sean Chenoweth making his Lucas Oil Sportsman Cup debut tonight. Not only did he make his debut, he put it on P1. So quick lap for Sean Chenoweth out of Plattsville. He ended up being your first place qualifier. Second went to Brendan Didero, third to Jason Meyer. Fourth was Tim Tolton. And fifth was Chad McGlynn. But, of course, we're going to do the Fast Five draw in a bit. And where you qualified in the top five really doesn't matter because we're going to shuffle them up anyways, Joe.
Yeah, just like you, Jamie. Just shake it up a wee bit for the listeners out there.
And I'll throw it back up to you guys, and I'll be set to do intros in just a sec.
Absolutely, Jamie Motsley. Good job down there. How about this, Jerry Paxton? We got Fast Five all lined up. Tim Tolton going to start on the pole here at Flamborough tonight.
Well, you know, we're talking about Sean Chenoweth, and he is such a good sport. He came out, qualified the quickest. He's going to start fifth now. And that's a little disappointing, I think, for any driver when you draw that well and qualify that well. So when you bounce yourself back. But, you know, there are some guys who can do that. Tim Tolton, as he said, not the world's best qualifier. He never has that sort of, I can put it on the pole, confidence. Tonight he's going to start on the pole. That's going to put a big challenge down to a whole bunch of other guys. I think about 17 of them here.
You know, we did speak with Sean Chenoweth about that pole over in the pits right after he did score the pole. Let's hear from him now. Amazing job. The 89, Sean Chenoweth, look at this. You're sitting on the pole for a race, a class you've never raced.
Yeah, it's pretty cool to put the Thunder car out front of this field. We'll see how it races. These guys got lots of motor, like I said before, so we might be bit off more than we can chew, but right now it's looking pretty good.
In traffic, how are you going to negotiate that? I guess you haven't raced with pretty well any of these guys, or maybe some, but definitely not in this class. Do you know what to expect out there tonight, Sean?
We've seen some things in warm-ups that aren't the norm for what I've seen before. We'll be looking out for. But anytime you race with a different group of guys, I mean, I'm sure they're thinking the same thing about us. What do we got to deal with with this guy? But I'm sure it'll be all right.
Normally, the number 89 Thunder car does 25 lap features, the odd 50 here and there. 100 laps here tonight. Is it going to change much? Are you going to have to lean on the crew to do anything to it to go the 100 laps and sort of maintain your speed?
No, I think it'll be all right. This car really has good long run speed, always has. We come back on old tires and run good lap times all the time, so I'm not too worried about that. Like I say, we're just a little shy in power and hope we can get out front. If we can get out front and control the pace, I think these guys are in trouble.
Mike Schmidt told me that if you win this one, he's going to put a spa inside the car for you. That'll be 12 features and a spa coming.
Not bad. I can handle a spa in there.
Having a little bit of fun with Sean just before the race. And, of course, when he got the pole for tonight's race, Fast Five has changed that format just a wee bit. Moved the three of Tim Tolton up onto the pole. Moved the 89 London recreational car back to fifth, Jerry. That's going to be a little bit of a drop. But watch Sean. He'll be able to come through. I have a sneaky suspicion.
Well, when you talk about guys being up for a challenge, I've never known Sean Chenoweth to back down from one, and I guarantee you tonight is not going to be the first time.
Our in-race reporters tonight, the 89 of Sean Chenoweth is going to be one of them. We will check in with Sean throughout the course of the night. We'll also be checking in towards the back of the field, at least at the beginning of this race. The Fortino's Dodge, the 82 of Dave Conley, will also be an in-race reporter here. So we look forward to that tonight. Jamie, what's going down your way?
Well, we're all set to bring you, ladies and gentlemen, the starting field for tonight's MS Society 100. Are you ready for some Lucas Oil Sportsman Cup racing? Well, we'll start with our 17th place qualifier. He drives the ACL Steel and Fabrication Mustang. He hails out of Breslau, Ontario. It's the 8-ball of Adam Martin. And Adam, also sponsored by MS of Canada. And Adam, why don't you tell us a little bit about how this deal came together? MS, it's the MS involvement in the cause.
Well, I've been friends with Penny Burton and through the horse boarding thing. And since I've met an awful lot of super nice people, and we've done a few shows with them and stuff. And it's unfortunate that our race got rained out last week, because I know there's a bunch of people that had other commitments today that could not be here. But I mean, I'm thanking Larry and them for them to at least make it here. And yeah, we're going to do the Ride of Hope at Binghamton Park. They have a big drive, and we did the walk this spring already with them. And so I get to meet lots of people that, you know, have less fortunate situations. So really makes you thankful for your health and what you get to do. So just a big thanks to the fans, and I'm going to thank my crew right about now. We've had some tough licks over the years, so they deserve a big thank you, and ACL Steel to help us make this happen for us. So good luck, everybody.
And there's a little bit of new technology in Adam Martin's car tonight. If you download the app Yep Live, Y-E-P Live, you can watch Adam Martin live racing from an in-car camera. So if you're in the grandstand, Get that cell phone out. YEP Live. That's kind of revolutionary and cool. Starting 16th on the grid tonight, making his return to the Sportsman Cup. He drives the number 12 machine. Sponsored by Delaware Takeout and Variety, as well as Delaware Parts and Pumps and Delaware Sawmill. It's the number 12, Mark Patrick. Rolling off 15th for tonight's event. He hails all the way from Windsor, Ontario. He drives the SES Powder Coating Canadian Heroes, number 45 Dodge. It's Kevin Trevelin. Starting 14th tonight, he drives the 90.5 Sports Extra R&J machine, Peterborough roofing machine. It's the Chevrolet of Over the Top, Mike Nelson. Starting 13th on the grid tonight and making his second start in the series, it's the Lucknow Auto Parts Surface Solutions, number 77. Give it up for Exeter's Alvin McNichol. Rolling off 12th, he drives the 14 Rose Dodge. He hails from Arbrier, Ontario. He's a former winner here at Flamborough Speedway, former Canadian Tire Series competitor, Dave Connolly. Starting 11th, three-time series champ. He's got a long ways to go tonight, but I'm sure he's going to find a way to be a factor before this one's over. It's the Blast Floor Coating Mustang of Sean McGlynn. After an impressive debut, sixth place finish at Sauble, he's making his second start here tonight. Drives the Full Circle Automation, number 14. It's the Dodge of Brent Graham. Starting ninth on the grid, he hauls from Ottawa, Ontario, down here to race in front of you tonight. He's in the Cathcart Mechanical Performance, number 48. 20 straight top tens. It's the Pontiac, Doug Cathcart. Rolling off 8th on the grid, he drives the Hinton Dodge Chrysler Autism Speaks Canada Dodge. Give it up for Smith Falls' Jeremy Coulter. Starting 6th on the grid tonight, outside of row 3, he hails from London, Ontario. He was a winner last time out at Sauble Beach Speedway. It's the Eisler Enterprises Larry Knott Fiberglass 66, former winner here at Flamborough. Give it up for Josh Wood. 5th on the grid from Plattsville, Ontario, it's the London Recreational Racing, number 89. No stranger to the Flamborough faithful, put your hands together for Sean Chenoweth. Starting 4th, they got me mixed up going back and forth because they're not in the right order now, but I don't need a flow chart. In the McKinnon Transport Incorporated, Mid-America Race Parts, number 24. It's the Chevrolet, Ancaster, Ontario's Mr. Highside, Brandon Dodaro. Starting on the inside of row 2 tonight, he drives the Tirecraft M&J Total Lubricants APC Chevrolet out of Tillsonburg, Ontario. Give it up for Jason Meyer. Starting 2nd on the grid after a 5th place qualifying in the Latham Industries, number 18, it's the Ford. Winner at Capital City Speedway last year. Give it up for Chad McGlynn. And after a solid 3rd place qualifying effort tonight, he's going to roll to the pole when we get underway. In the new generation wood products, Smokin' Tony's Barbecue, number 3, Guelph, Ontario's Tim the Intimidator Tolton. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the starting lineup for tonight's 100-lap main event, the MS Society 100. And I'm going to need your help. You folks all know those magical 4 words. So we're going to count down from 5, 4, 3.
And there is the sound we've been truly waiting for all day long here at Flamborough Speedway. It is the Lucas Oil Sportsman Cup MS 100. The engines have fired. The drivers are belted in, Jerry Paxton. We are truly in for a dynamite night under the lights at Flamborough Speedway.
Well, you got all the ceremonies out of the way, all the pomp and ceremony, all those wonderful things that happen before we go racing. They're behind us now. The drivers are starting to focus in on what's to come. This is where they go to work. 100 green flag laps at Flamborough Speedway. It's the MS 100, and believe you me, it's a long way from over. Those 100 laps are going to feel to some of these drivers like 100 miles, and to others like we just got started. It all depends how Lady Luck rolls you out.
Well, it's going to be an amazing night here at Flamborough Speedway. Let's check in with that Fortino's Dodge. How about the 82? Dave Connolly. Dave, you all strapped in? You all ready to come from the back here tonight at Flamborough?
Yeah, we should be back here, but we made a little error in qualifying, so we're starting 12th. We did a back-to-front here once, so we'll do it again.
Well, we've seen you go from the back to the front one of these races. 100 laps here tonight. The track is going to change compared to what we've seen in qualifying earlier today. Did you have to do much change into the 82 Dodge?
We're just trying to free it up. The car was a little tight in qualifying, so it's certainly going to tighten up tonight. So we freed the car up. Should be nice and loose and fast.
Well, good luck out there. I know we'll check in with you a little bit later on tonight. Dave, good luck.
Thank you, bud.
And that is the 82 of Dave Conley. He is starting to roll around this racetrack. We're also going to check in with the 89 of Sean Chenoweth in just a minute, Jerry. This is going to be quite a race.
It certainly is, and I just took up my perch on the back straightaway where I get a bird's eye view. A turn four, turn one, and the straightaway. Somehow I have an idea. It might be in.
Losing Jerry just a wee bit there. What do you say we check in with the 89 London recreational race car of Sean Chenoweth? He is now faded back to fifth. He did qualify on the pole for today's race. Sean, you all belted in? You all set, bud?
Yeah, we're all set for this 100 lapper. We didn't get the number we wanted, but we did qualify on pole, so we'll just drive around and buy some time, see if we can't get up front.
Sean, you've been on this racetrack a number of times. A lot of big race wins here at Flamborough Speedway. The lights go down. The temperature starts to drop a wee bit. How much different is this racetrack compared to when you qualified it?
The speed should pick up pretty good here. This place tightens up pretty good once the sun goes down, so it'll be game on.
Okay, we'll let you get to work in your office. We'll check back in with you a little bit later tonight. Good luck tonight in the MS-100, Sean. And that is Sean Chenoweth. He is getting ready to go. Back in the fifth spot. Going to be an incredible race here tonight, Jerry, as the cars are all starting to come up to temperature. They're circulating around Flamborough Speedway behind. How about that Bennett Chevrolet pace truck they've got here? Another beautiful-looking machine.
That is a beautiful-looking truck. There's no doubt about that. And, you know, Sean Chenoweth said it best. When the sun goes down, this racetrack tightens up. He'll be one of the guys to keep an eye on because you can be guaranteed he knew what adjustments they needed to put into that race car. Some of the others who aren't as familiar with this racetrack, they'll want to be close because, remember, Chenoweth is only four spots away from number one.
As the field starts to double up behind that Bennett Chevrolet pace truck, the lights are out atop that beautiful truck, and the field goes two by two. The three of Tim Tolton on the pole outside. In that number 18 is Chad McGlynn. Inside row two, the 93 car of Jason Meyer. Jamie, this is truly going to be a wild start as the pace truck hits the infield. Here we go for tonight's race.
The Intimidator, Tim Tolton, brings him down into one. Oh, sideways on the outside of the front row is Chad McGlynn. McGlynn will pinch Tolton down. Tim Tolton seems to have a preferred group, but that Ford horsepower on the top side, we'll see what McGlynn can do into three. McGlynn on top side, Tolton down low. They're still rack, stack, and pack. Oh, Chenoweth into the back of Meyer. Meyer able to hold him off for the time being. That 89 car of Chenoweth, it was rotating the center very well. They're still side by side up front, Joe.
Amazing race so far, Jerry. They can't get away from one another. Still side by side in row number one. The 3, the 18, still a dead heat across the line.
And keep an eye on that 89 car. Sean Chenoweth staying right in with that lead group. He said he was underpowered. It certainly doesn't show at the moment. He is really able to negotiate through the turn and make that car stay in position. Brennan Didero in that number 24, he's got his hands full. But in the outside lane, that is a challenge tonight here at Flamborough Speedway. Right now, he's managed to pick up just about a half a car length on the 93 of Jason Meyer. Let's see if he can hold on to it.
That Chenoweth car really able to rotate through the center of the corner. He just doesn't have quite the same humpty as everybody else coming off. It's Tolton, McGlynn, side by side for third. The battle's on. It's Myers down low. It's the Darrow up top. Chenoweth trying to figure out which one to follow. He did take a couple peeks to the inside of Meyer, especially off turn four. He's really getting a lot of forward bite in that 89.
Yeah, the three car of Tim Tolton leads the parade down in through turns one and two. Now down the back stretch, the 18 of Chad McGlynn not really going anywhere, staying right tucked up on the back bumper of the iconic three, the black number three, just like Dale Earnhardt Jr., or Senior, I should say. as the field starts stacking it up, Jerry, two rows, you got to look back a couple rows, but the 24 is really starting to come on.
And that 66 of Josh Wood also starting to come on. He is starting to show some raciness as he tries to go up for the front. It's going to get interesting up front in a big hurry. One of the other cars to keep an eye on, Dave Connolly in the 82 said he's good in the long run. He was looking forward to tonight. That car already showing some muscle in the back part of the field.
Genowith beating down the back door on Meyer right now. It's a six-car battle up front. Josh Wood has joined that. Dodaro got hung up on the high side while battling for third with Meyer. He's now slid back to fifth, but he's got company. Josh Wood trying to break into the top five. Best battle on the speedway, though, I think is just a little further back from that. Jeremy Coulter has his hands full in the sixth. He's got three-time champ Sean McGlynn breathing down his neck. Off turn two, McGlynn all over Coulter.
Yeah, having a look at the six of Coulter, you can see, Jamie, those rotors really starting to glow, and we are only 10 laps into a 100-lap race. The three car out front, followed by the 18, the 93, and then you got to look back to Brendan Dodaro. Oh, pardon me. Check that. The 89 of Sean Chenoweth in that four spot. 11 in the books.
Coulter really having to work those front brakes. Doing all he can to try to keep Sean McGlynn at bay. McGlynn in that Mustang. No stranger to victory lane here at Flamborough. Two wins in the last five races. And again, Dodaro still looking for win number one. Tim Tolton's never won on tour either. So of the top six guys right now, three of them have never been to victory lane.
And those front six have really settled in. Like, these drivers are getting ready for the long haul as they are holding on to the track position and just trying to run it out, maybe save a little rubber for later in this race when they're really going to need it. The racing now at the back of the field where those drivers are trying to sort out who's got a fast car and who's in their way.
We are working lap 13 here tonight. It's the Lucas Oil Sportsman Cup Series, the MS100. And we are live under the lights at Flamborough Speedway, just outside Hamilton, Ontario, Canada. The three of Tim Tolton is up front. The 18 of Chad McGlynn is a real close second here tonight, along with the 93 of Jason Meyer, the 89 of Sean Chenoweth, and the 24 of Brendan Dodaro. That is your top five as they run on the track right now, Jamie.
Genoa trying everything he can to get by Meyer. He's got those front rotors cherry red. Meyer's just on cruise control, and so far keeping the 89 of Genoa at bay. And I got news for you. If Genoa keeps on the brakes like that, they're going to start fading. He is using an awful lot of brake just trying to stay with Jason Meyer. It's Tim Tolton by two car lengths back to Chad McGlynn. Another car length back to Meyer. And now Chenoweth is going to make a pin on the outside, Jerry.
And Chenoweth with all kinds of momentum going through the turn, down the back straightaway. And he is still door-to-door with the 93 of Jason Meyer down the front straightaway now. And Meyer out horsepowers him to the corner. But here comes Chenoweth again on the outside. And Sean Chenoweth using the outside groove trying to make the pass.
You can see the 89 sort of struggle a little bit, Jamie, off the corner. He doesn't have the grip that the other guys have got, but man, he can drive it in a ton when he hits the turn. Pretty wild to watch. We'll see the progression as the 89 and this race continues to wind down. We are working lap 19 of 100 here tonight at Flamborough. The Lucas Oil Sportsman Cup MS100. Is a barn burner tonight at Flamborough Speedway.
Hey, three big surprises right now. First of all, Jeremy Coulter holding off three-time champ Sean McGlynn. The bandit Alvin McNichol, he's holding off the 82 of Dave Connolly. And then the battle between the 93 of Meyer and the 89 of Chenoweth. Chenoweth tried low again and again and again, got in the back of Meyer. When he went to the top side, he lost that momentum, and Dodaro got the spot momentarily. But now, Chenoweth back on the charge. And that's great racing out there as he tries to get by the 93, Jerry.
Given it everything he's got, they now are starting to put lap cars behind them as Tim Tolton goes around the 43 of Bob Merrifield. And Merrifield has cut the back brakes. That's right, the rear brakes lit up. Jerry Redd has put a lot into the rear end of the car, trying to make it go through the turn.
starting to catch a few sparks underneath that six car right now of Jeremy Coulter. Don't know whether you caught that or not, Jamie, but I could see some sparks coming from underneath there. Could be just brake sparking up, but the six car doesn't look like it's losing anything. Looking like it's struggling trying to gain, though.
Well, you can see both him and Chenoweth using up a lot of pot and rotor out there. Those things have been glowing cherry red since the very get-go of this one. Chenoweth still working Jason Meyer. That's been a dynamite battle since the drop of the green flag. And it looks like we're almost lap 25, so we're a quarter of the way through this one. Run down the order for you real quick. Out front, still the Intimidator, Tim Tolton. Chad McGlynn goes second, Meyer third, Chenoweth fourth, Dodaro fifth, Josh Wood sixth, Cathcart seventh, eighth is Jeremy Coulter, ninth, Sean McGlynn, and rounding out the top 10, the Bandit, Alvin McNichol.
Caution free so far tonight in the Lucas Oil 100 as we work lap 27. Jerry Paxton is jammed on the infield. You're looking like, I don't know, Jerry, you're going around in circles, buddy.
It's the only way to make it.
We lost him. He went one too many rotations.
Screwed himself right into the ground, Joe.
Lap 28, and we still have Tim Tolton out front. We do have a car off, though. That is the 12 car pulling into the infield. Something a problem with that car, Jerry.
Mark Patrick over to the infield. Just cruised it in. Looks like something broke on the car, and he's going to sit there and sit out the rest of this one.
I can tell you right now the mosquitoes are out in full force.
I heard rumor of that. I'm behind the glass, so I'm good. Tim Tolton and the 18 of McGlynn. Business is heating up up front. Tim Tolton did have about three car lengths on McGlynn. The lead had kind of stabilized. Now those two have been able to separate themselves from the rest of that front pack, which includes Meyer, Chenoweth, Dodaro, and Josh Wood. But business is picking up front. Tolton is coming under fire. He's been weighed, he's been measured, and now Chad McGlynn trying to nail down that top spot.
Keeping a close watch as these cars drift their way through turns one and two. You can see the guys that are screaming loose through these turns. Kevin Treblin in that Canadian Heroes car actually gliding through, staying on the high side. He looks like he's starting to come in a wee bit, but when you look back into the field, you can see the 82, the 6, the 77, and the 81. They're glued together, but you can see the cars kicking out as they come through turns two. They'll probably really, really like to see a caution soon as we work lap 34 of the MS 100 tonight.
And I missed what happened with the 81 of Sean McGlynn. Something amiss on that blast floor coating Mustang. He just got passed by the Bandit, Alvin McNichol, as well as the 82, the big 14-0 of Dave Connolly. Now Connolly side by side for that position with McGlynn. They race their way through one and two. McGlynn down low. Here comes Connolly on the top side.
Two crafty veterans duke it out at Flamborough Speedway on a Saturday night. 100-lap race. Trust me, race fans, a lot can change in a 100-lap race. We've seen these guys do long green flag runs in the past. When they do, these cars don't really like it. They like the little bit shorter blast. Things do change, and they change in a hurry, Jerry Paxton.
They ever ride the 89 with, as Jamie alluded to earlier, he is lighting up those brakes, and if they start to fade on him, he is going to have a problem getting into the corner. He is pushing it in hard, trying to get around the 93 of Jason Meyer. Meyer is doing a great job of defensively just kind of holding them off. A little bit of extra horsepower on him going down the straightaway. That allows Chenoweth to go down, but he's got to really push it into the turn.
And again, these cars normally run a 604 crate motor. Chenoweth has a 602 crate motor under the hood of that 89. So there's a few less horsepower there. I think that's why he's using the brakes so much, Jerry. He's just got to drive that car in so deep to catch the back bumper at Jason Meyer. But he hasn't been able to do anything with Meyer coming off. Now he's going to make a bid for the position down in one and two, Jerry.
And there goes to the outside once again, trying to get around the 93. But as they come down the back straightaway, Meyer will take it back again, and Chenoweth falls back in line.
Yeah, that was real close. Chenoweth had the nose up in there. The 93, not quite clear. And, oh, there we go. We got some contact. The 89 and the 93. You can see that one coming,
Myers squeezed Chenoweth up. Chenoweth was on the outside of him on the backstretch. Myers squeezed him up. Chenoweth went to the inside coming off turn four. Myers squeezed him down. I mean, you cut the guy off twice like that, you're going to get hit. Chenoweth definitely going after him right now, and if he does put the bumper to him to get by, I wouldn't blame him one bit.
We got the 93 with a fender just a flapping in the wind. Hopefully that does not come off and cause a caution. That would be disaster for the 93, having a great run so far tonight. Up in the third spot and solidly there. But how about Tim Tolton? He is checking out on this field. In tow, though, just a car length behind the 18 of Chad McGlynn. He could be back there saving his stuff for a little bit later in this race. We work lap 44, I do believe. What a race so far tonight.
And I think you hit it right on the head, Joe. The number three of Tolton has shown a lot. He said he had a really good car. That's why he qualified as well as he did. And Chad McGlynn in that number 18 looks like he's kept pace with him, but he biding his time. I think both of those drivers are holding back just a little bit because they know about 40 laps from now, they're both going to need it.
Guy in the move right now looks to be that 66 of Josh Wood. He's putting the heat on Brandon Dodaro, trying to crack that top five. We're 46 laps down, approaching the halfway mark, and the Intimidator, Tim Tolton, in that new generation Wood product machine, still showing the way. Now three laps away from halfway. He's been able to open up about three car lengths again on Chad McGlynn. Meanwhile, Chenoweth and Meyer, they just keep renewing acquaintances lap after lap. Chenoweth doing everything he can, throwing everything but the kitchen sink at Meyer in an effort to get by.
The number eight, as this has been happening, the number eight of Adam Martin did go off on the high side in turn two. So he has gone pit side. So we have lost the number eight, at least to this point. We work lap 48. Almost halfway, Jerry Paxton. Just about caution-free. Well, caution-free to this point.
We got a problem on the six car. Heavy sparks out of the back of Jeremy Coulter's car. He just got shuffled to the top side by Alvin McNichol. Was bypassed by Connolly as well as Sean McGlynn. And now he's got some sparks coming out the back of that car. Jerry, could you tell what was wrong?
I couldn't get a good enough look to see what was wrong with it. I can tell you that the eight of Adam Martin is the pit side. They've got the hood up, going under the hood. It looks like Adam Martin's night may be done.
As we work the halfway point in this race, we did see Jeremy Coulter slide off turn two. Kind of looked like a right front flat by the look of it. Can't be positive on that, but definitely had a tire going down. That is what could have been causing those sparks.
Well,
but
the way
up front, look at the number three.
Yeah, and just to finish up on Coulter, for the amount of heat he was putting out of those right front brake rotors, entirely possible to melt the bead for as cherry red as those things were so early in the event. At the halfway point, it's Tim Tolton showing the way. Chad McGlynn runs second. Jason Meyer third. Sean Chenoweth fourth. Fifth is Brandon Dodaro. Sixth, Josh Woods. Seventh, Doug Cathcart. And the race is on for eighth. The Bandits got it. Alvin McNichol. But he's got Dave Connolly pushing all over him right now with Sean McGlynn rounding out the top ten.
Tonight's broadcast is presented by Dawson Dental, along with, and we've got a caution. It looks like we're going to have a caution high up in turn number four. Looks like the 89 from this vantage point. Looks like we have the 89 kind of stopped up there. And yes, the caution will fly on lap 54 by the look of it.
Well, he's rolling away again now. Did the old lay and pray. And Chenoweth got the caution that he was looking for. And if there's one guy that's happy for Chenoweth's misfortune here, it's the 93 of Jason Myers, because Chenoweth was using him up.
The brakes on that 89 car were still cherry when he was sitting calm over there in turn three. And he may have a brake issue. That may be the reason. By the way, Jeremy Coulter's car that I'm is.
You're in a rough spot there, Jerry. Not sure where you are, but we're only catching about half of what you're saying. You want to try that? Give her more shot.
We'll try it one more time. Jeremy Coulter's number six. The hood is up, and something was spraying from underneath as soon as they lifted the hood. One of the crew members got a spray and immediately ran to the hauler to try to get some attention, get some eyewash and so on to get that cleared away. So all the tires are good. It looks like they may have been spraying water.
So we are under our first yellow tonight. The Lucas Oil Sportsman Cup Series, the MS-100, lap 54. The yellow comes out, the 89 of Sean Chenoweth, our pole sitter tonight.
And we just lost the car, too. I would imagine
the
it's for
12.
Adjustments. No, I'd imagine it's for adjustments, but the 81 of Sean McGlynn now not out on the speedway. He's disappeared. And I'll tell you what, if you're sitting behind the wheel of that 77 car, I mean, I've watched Elvin race for a number of years. He stepped his program up this year to join the Lucas Oil Sportsman Cup Division. Okay, I'm not sure that he's got the same equipment that some of these guys do, but the bandit, Alvin McNichol, he's holding off Dave Connolly and holding off Sean McGlynn. He's got to be just ear to ear inside that helmet.
Okay, quick break here on Race Time. We'll be back. We'll get you back under the green. Stay with us.
Hey, race fans. This is Brendan Didero, driver of the number 24 Lucas Oil Sportsman Cup car, and you're listening to Race Time Radio.
Live Racetime Radio broadcast is presented by Dawson Dental Centers, family and cosmetic dentistry, proudly serving 18 communities across Ontario, offering personalized treatment to ensure your smile is Victory Lane ready. Visit DawsonDental.ca, Quality Inn, Halifax Airport, free hot breakfast, and free parking for 2 weeks with all rooms booked. The Quality Inn, Halifax Airport. The official stay of the Racetime Radio broadcast group. Also powered by BP Racing Fuels, the worldwide leader in race fuel technology. Now available at Philip Fuels in Port Perry, Ontario. Just north of the casino. Pick up 109 unleaded race fuel and win. There's no question. The day is coming. You're going to have to fix your vehicle. ABC Auto Parts Centers are ready. The quality parts you need are already in stock with 44 locations featuring brand names like WeatherTech, AC Delco, Jayco, Bram, and Total Lubricants. ABC Auto Parts Centers, ready for your tomorrow today. ABC, proudly Canadian owned and operated. There's only one IWK 250.
Keeper 1 feet.
Saturday, July 17th, under the lights at Riverside International Speedway.
The race is going to be good, and it's amazing how competitive it is.
It's Canada's most prestigious, richest stock car race to win, featuring NASCAR Camping World Truck Series champion Matt Crafton.
A lot of great racing. That series always puts on, I think, the best shows. It's going to have a lot of fun front by the end of the night.
Yeah, perfect line.
The stars of the Parts for Trucks Maritime Pro Stock Tour will be out Saturday, July 17th.
The IWK race in particular, the fans are great up there. It's an exciting weekend.
The Chisholms up there at Nova Scotia just do an incredible job with that facility and that race and the IWK.
Never underestimate your competition. You know, those guys would like nothing better than to beat me and have that on their resume, and I know that.
Woo! I had to use the bumper a little bit. I normally don't race that way, but anyway, I had to do it. He was holding me up, so I've come close to winning this race a few other times, and we just didn't get it done, so I can't believe it, actually. I really can't.
For advanced tickets and event details, get to riversidespeedway.ca.
As long as nobody else wins it, then I guess I still have bragging rights. If somebody else wins it, I have to go make sure I can get a second one to have that stacked on top.
Now six-car single file line, three cars back, then 2x2 all the way back.
Spinning the world of motorsports.
To bring you the most comprehensive coverage around.
This is Race Time Radio.
With your host, Joe Chisholm.
And we are back with you live tonight at Flamborough Speedway. As we were under break, the green flag did come back out. We did miss the start, but it was short-lived, Jamie. Looks like we got the 93 car of Jeremy Meyer up into the fence. That was a fiery crash. It was a hard hit. No fire now.
Yeah, Jason Meyer just backed that 93 into the fence. He was on a great third-place run. And I didn't see exactly what happened. He was racing with Brandon Didero and the 18 of Chad McGlynn. And I'm no math expert, but three doesn't fit into two very well. They went down into turn three, and Jason was the odd man out, ended up getting turned around and put in the fence. Luckily, the Flamborough safety staff right on hand quickly to have a look at that.
Did you catch it, Jerry?
I didn't actually get to see it. I'm over here on the back straightaway, so it was right in front of me down the wall. I couldn't see it, but I did see the burst of flame. It was a pretty bright light going up into the corner, but the good news is Jason Meyer is out of the car. He is okay. A little shook up, but otherwise he's all right.
Well, tough break for Jason Meyer. He was having a great run and only his first start of the year. And we did see Sean McGlynn reappear as well as Sean Chenoweth. So both those cars back out there. Obviously, adjustments had to be made on that Sean McGlynn car.
And, guys, they went to work on the rear end of McGlynn's number 81. I think they moved the Panhard bar in the back there, but probably about 2 inches by the look of the number of turns they put in.
Well, your leader again, the three of Tim Tolton. Chad McGlynn goes second, Brendan Dodaro third, the 66 of Josh Wood fourth. Fifth is Doug Cathcart now, so he's up into the top five. And the sixth place, the 77 of Alvin the Bandit McNichol. And in seventh place right now, Dave Connolly, Joe.
Absolutely, Jamie. We've got Dave Connolly with us right now, driver of the Fortino's Dodge, the number 82. Dave, you guys long green flag run. What's that 82 doing for you tonight?
It's a little loose off, but we're running hard with the 77, and we're all over him, but he's running a good race, so we're up to seventh now, I think, and we got a nice little restart coming, so I think I'm finally sitting on the inside, which would be nice.
Yeah, you and the 77 getting her on out there. What's it like trying to get by that black machine?
I feel like it's going back to smoking the bandit.
Yeah, quite a race out there. Long green flag runs. Has the track changed a whole pile for you, Dave? And what do you expect in this last, 20 laps or so?
I expect maybe a little bit of chaos.
And that's probably what we're going to see. The 93, did you happen to catch that? Was that in front of you or behind you, bud?
That was a few cars up. He seemed to go in pretty hard there in the three, so I hope Jason's all right.
Yeah, by the look of it, things are, his car isn't so good, but we did get a report that Jason is okay. So that is all good stuff. We'll check in with you later. I can see you guys rolling. Thanks so much for the report.
Good for it, guys. We'll talk to you later.
And that is the number 82 Fortino's Dodge. That is Dave Connolly. Going to be exciting when this race gets back under green, Jamie.
Yeah, definitely. And, he was talking about Alvin McNichol. I can't say enough. I mean, the Smokey and the Bandit car, it's a black Firebird with the big gold Firebird on the hood. It's a new style Firebird body, which they're relaunching the Pontiac brand, of course, with that Firebird. Coming up here in the next year or so. So he went ahead and painted it all Smokey and the Bandit style, and he's been driving the wheels off it and keeping the snowman behind him.
The 18 car has ducked off to the pits. Chad McGlynn having a great run early on tonight. He has gone pit side, Jerry.
And once again, we're looking at a race car with the hood up, and that's never a good sign. But they are looking all over the car, underneath the back and under the hood. So obviously they've got some sort of handling issue they're trying to work on.
Okay, let's check in now with the driver of the number 89, Sean Chenoweth, back out track side. Sean, you had to go to the pits. What happened, bud?
The guy in the 93 car wasn't giving us any room. I tried to go to the outside. Pinched me in the wall a couple times. I tried to go to the bottom. He tried to run me down to the grass. He finally cut the tire down for me, so... had to pit for a tire, but hopefully we can salvage something out of this.
How's the car feeling out there? I know you didn't get many laps on since you got back out, but what's it feel like?
Well, I think the car should be all right, Joe. It's just kind of sitting there biding my time and got screwed over, but that's the way it is, so that's racing, I guess.
What's the track feeling like? I know it was nice and hot, slick through the day. We got total darkness now under the lights at Flamborough Speedway. Does it feel like the grip is picking up?
Oh, for sure, Joe. The grip picked up a little bit here. Still a lot of rubber laid down in this track from Wednesday's 100-lap show, so cars are skating around a bit, but we got way more grip than we had in practice.
Well, I'll let you get back to it inside that race car. Clean those tires off good. Give those belts a pull. I know we're in for a show to finish off this Lucas Oil Sportsman Cup MS-100. Sean, thanks so much. We'll check in with you again, maybe in Victory Lane.
Thanks a lot, Joe.
And that's C89, Nashawn Chenoweth. Good addition to this field here tonight, Jamie.
And Joe, we're just past the halfway point. If you had a said to me or you had a said to Jerry before the race, we're going to be halfway through the race, and you're going to have the 6th, 7th, and 8th place cars being Dave Connolly, Sean Chenoweth, and Sean McGlynn, would you not have said we're nuts?
I would have. And you know, I got to put it out to Tim Tolton in that number 3 car. That has been the most consistent car on the track all night long. The 18 car of Chad McGlynn was glued to the back bumper of that 3. As mentioned, he did go pit side. The 18 car is back on the racetrack, but it's going to have to restart this one, Jerry, towards the back of the field, which probably isn't too good a news.
And actually, the 18 just rolled back into the pit once again, and the crew going to work on the left side. They've got it up in the air on the jacks, and something definitely wrong on that race car. They're just trying to nail down what it could be. But guys, have a look on the field and tell me, who do you see in that bridesmaid position one more time?
Mr. Highside, Brendan Dodaro.
He's running second.
many times a bridesmaid, but nobody's taken him to the altar yet. This could be the night, though. I mean, he's stout. Tim Tolton has looked good. Tim Tolton had a little bit of a lead over Chad McGlynn, and then all of a sudden, next thing you know, McGlynn's right on his bumper, and it seems like Tim Tolton just lit the wick on that 3 car and started to pull away again. So the 3 car stout, the 24 of Dodaro, very hungry as well. Josh Wood, he's sitting 30, love to go back-to-back. Doug Cathcart's never been to Victory Lane in a Sportsman Cup race. He sits 4th. The Bandit now up into 5th. Then you've got the big 14-0, Dave Connolly in the 82 sitting 6th. 7th, Sean Chenoweth. 8th, Sean McGlynn. 9th, Brent Graham in the 14 has been able to stay on the lead lap here tonight. And I believe your 10th place car when he comes back out will be Chad McGlynn, because we do have a couple cars lapped down there.
Yeah, we do. The 85, Mike Nelson, was real excited to get into this race. He did do a little bit of testing on Thursday. We got enough time here. What do you say we check in with that number 85 car? Spoke with him before qualifying. Let's hear from him.
Yeah, we had a lot of good runs here last year. I think we got 3 top fives of the 4 races we ran here last year. But we went a little different approach with the setup this year, and we tested at Peterborough on Thursday night, and the thing was great there. We came here, and it just pushed us like a tank. So we've been just thrashing on it, and we've been getting better all through practice. So hopefully we can go out here and put down a hot qualifying lap.
Yeah, and you know that when you guys go to run your 100, the sun's probably going to be gone by that time, and I guess a little adjustment's going to make a big change come feature time.
Yeah, we could be terrible in qualifying right now, and then we can go in the feature and look like heroes. So we'll just play it by ear and go from there.
Victory Lane would look sweet on this 85.
Oh, I know, man. I've been just searching for that first win. I know it's coming, and we just got to get all the right pieces in the right spots, and we'll get it.
Tonight could be your night. I'll see you over there.
Thanks, sir.
Yeah, good run for the number 85. Not going the way he wants right now, but Jamie, second caution of the night. This one here for the 93 of Jason Meyer. That was a big caution, but only caution number 2. Not bad in a 100-lap race as we work. Lap 54, I believe.
Well, and if you were here Wednesday night, it was Wednesday afternoon. I think it took us an hour and a half to get in lap 21. I mean, the first half of the race took close to an hour and 45 minutes, a couple red flags. So we're still doing okay here, but you never know. Business could pick up here in the late goings, and it could lengthen it out. But so far, pretty clean, pretty green. Jason Meyer, really the only big casualty in that 93, and that car came by on the flatbed. They got some work to do in the next 2 weeks before they come back here.
Yeah, a little worse for wear, you can guarantee that. Got to put it out to, how about Cole Butcher, driver of the 53, and that Parts for Trucks Maritime Pro Stock Tour goes to Victory Lane tonight at Speedway 660. Back-to-back wins for Cole Butcher. Kind of likes the feeling of Victory Lane. A good run for the 67 of Dylan Blankhorn, the 18 of Darren McKinnon coming off a big win. And how about the 89 of Donald Chisholm? And, Jerry, the 97 of Fleming. That's the first time I've seen him in the top 5 this year.
Yeah, I think they might have found what was the bugs in that race car. That's a brand-new car, and they're just trying to figure it out. And so it sounds like they've got it, so that's kind of like the warning. You knew they were going to find it by the time they went to the IWK 250.
Lights out atop the Bennett Pace truck here at Flamborough Speedway. Cars all doubled up. Jamie, here we go again. The three car of Tim Tolton. Can he get the restart?
He's on the inside, and the guy they call Mr. Highside on top of him right where he wants to be. Brandon Dodaro piles it deep into one and two on the outside. Drifts up towards the wall. A couple black cars battling for the lead. They're side by side. Tolton down low, but Dodaro not giving him an inch on the top side. Dodaro going after that lead like a pit bull on a pork chop. He pulls out the, he led that lap by about half a car length, but Tolton not giving up on the inside, Jerry.
Down the back straightaway they come, and Dodaro on the outside really going to work now as they come out of turn four. Down the front straightaway, it's Dodaro solidly in the lead. Tolton will fall back to second. Then the 66 of Josh Wood.
Problem on the 48, Doug Cathcart off the pace, just about got run over by Kevin Trevelyan. And I'm not sure if you can see it, Jerry. It looks like that rear end's not located on that 48.
I don't think it's where it's supposed to be. That's for darn sure.
Yeah, the 48 trips all the way to the back. Probably see the 48 of Cathcart make his way pit side. It looks like he's on the high side of the racetrack. And sure enough, Doug Cathcart in the 48 will go pit side. As we work, lap 60. Here at Flamborough Speedway, it's the Lucas Oil Sports Big Cup Series, the MS-100 tonight, under the lights at Flamborough Speedway. The 24, Brendan Dodaro, is out front. Can he stay there, Jamie, and pick up that first win?
On the restart, he was even. Now he is leaving. 10 car lengths over Tim Tolton. Tolton's got to play defense, though. Sable Beach winner, Josh Wood, right in his back pocket. And look who's made an appearance back inside the top five. Chenoweth now running fourth in that 89, trying to bring that Thunder car to the front. He takes a peek to the outside of Wood, now looks down to the inside. Chenoweth on the charge. Well, Wood goes after Tolton again.
And into turn number four, it's a freight train coming out behind the 24 of Dodaro as he drives away. It's Tim Tolton leading the train, Josh Wood behind him, the 89 of Chenoweth, 77 of Alvin McNichol, the 81 of Sean McGlynn. I'm telling you, you could throw a blanket down. You would cover them all.
Second through seven, separated by just a little over a second as they do battle there. The Intimidator holding down second spot. Josh Wood goes third, but Chenoweth, he's on the charge and getting racing in that 89, Joe.
You know, the Hornet's Nest is usually located about 10, maybe even 12 rows back. Not tonight here at Flamborough Speedway. Your Hornet's Nest, how about the 3, the 66, and throw the 89 of Chenoweth in there, in all battling for second spot on the racetrack. The 24 of Dodaro, that man is on a mission here tonight at Flamborough. He loves this facility, and he's proven it here tonight.
And I think the 81 of Sean McGlynn, he's going to want to go buy a new Firebird after looking at the back bumper of Alvin McNichol so long. Now he's under McNichol. Had to lift, didn't quite have the position. So McGlynn now trying to crack his way into the top five. He's a two-time defending champ, three championships overall, but he's having a tough time with the freshman, the bandit, Alvin McNichol.
And the driver with his hands full right now, the 66 of Josh Wood, he is being hounded, pestered, and bothered by the 89 of Sean Chenoweth, and that is frustrating his efforts to try and work around the three of Tolton to take over that second spot. Right now, Tolton enjoying it as he starts to drive away. Josh Wood's got his hands full. Here comes Chenoweth one more time.
Chenoweth really has a lot of yank in that car. Watch him, Jamie, right down into the turn. He will roll right up beside the 66. Can he pull it off on the exit of two? They are side by side down the back stretch.
Oh, lap traffic three wide. Mark Patrick got bumped as Wood went by, but Wood took the worst of it, and that allowed the 89 of Chenoweth to fly up into third spot. So Sean Chenoweth, who made a pit stop there at the halfway point, now on a charge back to the front. He's sitting third right now. Meanwhile, out front with the sails set, it's Brennan, Mr. Highside Dodaro, still about 10 car lengths over Tim Tolton. Tolton, and as Chenoweth sitting right in his back pocket, beating down the back door.
The 24 only needs 29 more laps, and he could call himself a winner in the Lucas Oil Sportsman Cup Series. Has he got enough? He's got about a three-car length lead over the three-car of Tim Tolton, but a real hard-charging London Recreational 89. If Sean Chenoweth is fighting at the back bumper of that three car as we speak, they exit turn four. It is still the three. It's still the three. The 89 still can't get by him, Jamie.
And I tell you what, if Chenoweth had a 604 under the hood of that bad boy, it would be over. That car is lickety quick. He gets to the outside and then tries to cut it down to get some momentum. Now he's going to go to the top side. He got Josh Wood on the outside. Now he's going to try Tim Tolton. Chenoweth, great job hanging on to it through turn two. Move Chenoweth, John Chenoweth up to P2.
And if you want a word to describe Sean Chenoweth, the word is driver. He is driving that race car into positions that otherwise would be, anybody else would tell you it shouldn't even go there. He's up to second, chasing down the 24 of Didero. I've seen this in a late model before, but this is wild.
The right front starts to glow on the 89, but he is reeling in the 24 of Brendan Didero. The three car of Tim Tolton is giving up some real estate. The 66 of Josh Wood in fourth spot, and a real close battle for fifth, the 77 of McNichol and the 81 of McGlynn. The Hornet's Nest has just moved back, Jamie, just a couple of spots. How about the 24 of Didero and the 89 of Chenoweth? We got a smoker of a race on lap 77 of 100 here tonight.
Well, we don't know which way to look, but at the three-quarter pole, Didero, Chenoweth, Tolton in third, Wood fourth, McNichol goes fifth, sixth is Sean McGlynn, seventh, the 82 of Connolly. Now smoke coming out of the back of that 18, running eighth, it's Chad McGlynn, but smoke coming out of the back of that Ford. Ninth is Brent Graham, and not sure who's 10th. Again, we do not have a scoring monitor, but that's the top nine for you anyways. Now, Sean McGlynn, enough of this trying to get by the 77 on the bottom. He's going to go to the top side on the Bandit.
And look at this. The 89 of Chenoweth has reeled in the number 24 of Brendan Didero. The fight is on, Jerry Paxton. These guys are nose to tail.
Down the back straight into turn number three, and Chenoweth applying all the pressure he can muster. He is riding the back bumper of Brendan Didero's 24 as they come out of turn four. Down the front straightaway, and here comes Chenoweth again. He is going to put the pressure on. He is going to try to make Brendan Didero make one small mistake that'll give him the edge he's looking for.
Well, Didero just about made that mistake off turn two last time by. Left a little room on the opening, or on the bottom, and the 89 of Chenoweth stuck the nose in there. There was a little bit of contact. Didero saved it. Now they run in lockstep again. It's still Didero, your leader. Chenoweth second. Then it's a whole straightaway back to the battle for third. Tim Tolton and Josh Wood, they've been going at it for the last 20 laps, Joe.
Absolutely, Jamie. And look at the battle we have up front on lap 83. This is not settled by a long stretch. The 24 of Didero has been running an excellent race here tonight. The 89 of Chenoweth, this is his home track. He won the APC 100 on Wednesday. He won a Thundercar race in this very machine on Wednesday. He's trying to go 3-for-3 here tonight.
And I don't care what anybody. I don't care what anybody says, Joe. He doesn't have near the horsepower that these guys with the 604 crate engines do. He is doing this on handling and raw determination. Sean Chenoweth putting on a performance here tonight. He's dogging Didero out of four. A little touch on the bumper. Didero gets loose. He lets him get straightened out. And Didero, all he sees is those beady eyes of Sean Chenoweth staring him down.
Somewhere around lap 80, and Sean McGlynn, the multi-time champion, decided it was go time. He has moved up significantly. He's putting the pressure on Josh Wood. Now, out of turn four, puts the nose on the inside of that left rear quarter panel. Can't make it stay there, but Sean McGlynn chasing fifth position.
Caution out on the speedway. Looks like the 18 of Chad McGlynn has spun down in three and four. Not sure what precipitated that problem. He was smoking the last few laps, but Chad McGlynn, no blood, no foul, no bent body work. He just spun out. Luckily, kept it out of the fence. He's going to keep rolling.
Let's check in now with the 89 of Sean Chenoweth. Man, he's having the race. Just incredible here, to say the least. Working lap 87. Let's check in with him now. Sean, what a race out there. You in the 24. This isn't settled by a long shot.
No, Joe, we got lots left in the tank. I raced with Brendan a few years back, and I'm sure we'll be able to race hard right to the end.
Man, oh man, you just about had the 24. Just a couple of laps ago, it looks like he's got a little bit more horses than you do, but you're making it up in the turns.
Oh, yeah, he's probably got 50, 60 horse. He runs the bigger crate engine, but we're making the most of this little baby and see if we can't get her to the finish.
You know, Mike Schmidt and everybody that is part of that race team has got to be going wild on pit side. You're doing an amazing job in that race car. Does it feel as good as it looks?
Well, she feels pretty good, Joe. I just hope we can get a nice clean restart here and see what we can do.
We'll let you go back to it. We can't wait to see the finish of this one. Sean, thanks so much and good luck. What a job here tonight he's doing, Jerry. You've seen this story a couple of times.
This is all too familiar. The 24 and the 89 going to fight this out off the front row. And as Sean said, he's a little under-horsepowered, but he's got all kinds of handling. And the one thing I've learned about Sean over the years, I swear he can muscle and make the car do things that it doesn't want to do.
Lights out atop the Bennett Chevrolet pace truck. Field doubled up in the hands of the starter. Jamie, here we go. The battle is on.
Mr. Highside, Brendan Adaro lead him down to the stripe, but on the top side, it's the little engine that could. The 89 of Sean Chenoweth in that underpowered 89. Drag race down the back stretch. No contest for Dodaro, but through three and four. Chenoweth sticking with him. Oh, Josh Wood driven up towards the fence. Contact there between him and Alvin McNichol. A good job by everybody to keep that out of the fence. Now Wood trying to get back in line, but Chad McGlynn's there, and yellow flag out. We've got a car stopped on the backstretch. Problems on the 85 over the top, Mike Nelson.
Unbelievable, that lap. As you mentioned, Josh Wood, three wide. He was the meat and the sandwich of that one. I didn't quite think they were going to make it out that way, but a lot of cooler heads prevailed in that one, Jamie. As we work, lap 88 here tonight. It's the Lucas Oil Sportsman Cup Series MS-100, four cautions in this race. And, man, what have we seen tonight, Jerry?
This has been absolutely wild, and it is anything but over. You know, one of the guys who is a master of restarts on the outside is the 89er Sean Chenoweth. To anybody else, it might be a bit of a disadvantage. To him, it's not a problem. You saw it on that restart right there. He tried to get a little bit of an early roll coming out of turns three and four, and Brendan Dodaro just picked up the pace a little bit as they came down into turns one and two. On that restart, Chenoweth going to the outside almost looked like he was going to pull it off, but the horsepower does make the difference when they come down that back straightaway.
In the late closing laps of this race, Jamie, you don't have to look too far back to see a guy that is a champion in this series, actually defending champion. The number 81 of Sean McGlynn has got his way right up into that fourth spot. These cautions have got to be playing into his hand.
Well, you would never count Sean McGlynn out before you get to the racetrack, but honestly, lap 50, 55, Joe, I mean, I was counting him out. That car, he was struggling with it. They made that pit stop on the first caution, though, and the thing seems to have come to life. He's now up into fourth spot, chasing just the Intimidator, Tim Tolton, and then Chenoweth and Dodaro. Fifth right now is the Fortino's Dodge of Dave Connolly. Six looks like it's going to be the 77, the Bandit of Alvin McNichol. And a tough break on that last green flag run for Josh Wood. He had a good run going right up third or fourth spot, and now he finds himself in seventh. But, Josh, there's still some time for Josh to get his way back to the front.
You know, still can't see the 48 back out on the racetrack. Kind of disheartening to see Doug Cathcart fall out of this race. Must have been something terminal with the car. We will find out near the end of this race, but as we say that, the lights do go out atop the Bennett Chevrolet pace truck here at Flamborough Speedway. The field is doubled up. We've only lost a couple of cars in this event here tonight. Just a dynamite race.
Dodaro's going to bring him down as slow as he can. He knows he's got the horsepower advantage over Chenoweth. Chenoweth rolls from the top side. Chenoweth might have had the advantage there. Green flags out. They're neck and neck, down into one and two, wheel to wheel, door handle to door handle. Dodaro bottom, Chenoweth top. Dodaro's going to open it up just a bit. Chenoweth will tuck in the line behind him. Meanwhile, Tolton, he's got company to his outside. It's the Blast Floor Coating Mustang. Two-time defending champ Sean McGlynn up into fifth is the 82 of Dave Connolly.
I wouldn't be surprised to find out that Chenoweth got the word from his spotter that the 81 of McGlynn was, and he wanted to get in a hurry.
What a race up front as we work lap 90, just 10 circuits left to go here at Flamborough Speedway. The 24 of Brendan Dodaro is out front. The 89 of Sean Chenoweth is glued to his back bumper, about a three-car length lead over third spot. The 3 of Tim Tolton had a great run going tonight. The 81 of Sean McGlynn, followed by the 82 Dodge of Dave Connolly. That rounds out your top five as we work lap 91. And coming to lap 92, the move is going to have to be made here, Jamie. Is it going to be the bump and run? And the only way I can see the 89 topping the 24 tonight is to do it on the bottom side.
Yeah, he's got to loosen Brandon up. Just cannot win a drag race any way, shape, or form down the straightaway against that 24. And again, if you are looking for some equipment, that Mid-America race team of Brandon and Darrell does have an auction coming up in September. You can always get a hold of that race team. If you're looking for some equipment, they're selling everything except the kitchen sink. Dodaro now trying to take a trophy home tonight, though. He's got the 89 of Chenoweth right in his back pocket. The laps winding down. Those two have left the rest of the field. Those two have been the class of the field all night, and they're going to settle it amongst themselves. Off turn four, it's still the 24, Mr. Highside, Brandon Dodaro. Five laps to go. Chenoweth on the charge.
Just an amazing race here tonight at Flamborough Speedway. If you have not seen a Lucas Oil Sportsman Cup race, get out and see one of these events. This is truly some of the best racing we have seen all season long on lap 96 here at Flamborough Speedway.
Well, the good news is, Joe, we'll do it again here 2 weeks at Flamborough. Same bat time, same bat channel. Connolly now on the charge. He's trying to get by the 81 of McGlynn. Meanwhile, McGlynn being held up by Tim Tolton. Oh, Tolton gets pushed sideways by McGlynn. That Mustang all over that three of Tim Tolton. McGlynn drives it in deep. Two to go at the line this time by Dodaro's open up a car length on the 89 of Chenoweth. Through one and two, it's Dodaro, Chenoweth, Tolton, McGlynn, Connolly. But up front, Chenoweth giving it all he can. White flag out this time by. Final time into turn one for Mr. Highside, Brandon Dodaro, looking to crack the goose egg and go to victory lane for the first time in the Lucas Sportsman race. But here comes Chenoweth. He had a poke to the inside. Couldn't do anything with it. Off four for the final time. Chenoweth not going to have anything for Dodaro at the end. And the race for third will be won by Tim Tolton with McGlynn fourth and the 82 of Connolly fifth. And ladies and gentlemen, if you do not like that, you might want to take up tiddlywinks.
Absolutely amazing here tonight at Flamborough Speedway. Jerry, that was an epic finish.
That was an incredible finish. There's no doubt about that. Sean Chenoweth gave it everything he had. Brendan Dodaro just barely managed to hold on for the win.
Unbelievable here tonight at Flamborough Speedway. We'll cut out, take a quick break. When we come back, Victory Lane and our post-race show. Stay with us.
Hey, race fans. It's Tim Tolton, the driver of the number 3 Monte Carlo. You're listening to Race Time Radio.
There's no question. The day is coming. You're going to have to fix your vehicle. ABC Auto Parts Centers are ready. The quality parts you need are already in stock with 44 locations. Featuring brand names like WeatherTech, AC Delco, Daco, Ram, and Total Lubricants. ABC Auto Parts Centers, ready for your tomorrow today. ABC, proudly Canadian owned and operated. Tonight's live Racetime Radio broadcast is presented by Thassen Dental Centers, family and cosmetic dentistry, proudly serving 18 communities across Ontario, offering personalized treatment to ensure your smile is Victory Lane ready. Visit DawsonDental.ca, Quality Inn, Halifax Airport, free hot breakfast, and free parking for 2 weeks with all rooms booked. The Quality Inn, Halifax Airport, the official stay of the Racetime Radio broadcast group. Also powered by BP Racing Fuels, the worldwide leader in race fuel technology. Now available at Philip Fuels in Port Perry, Ontario. Just north of the casino, pick up 109 unleaded race fuel and win.
Racetime Radio.
How about the NASCAR Canadian Tire Series? Jason Hathaway, you've had your way with pretty well everybody on oval tracks, especially when they're tight racetracks.
Yeah, it's a great racetrack up there.
Typical Quebec race fans do, right? They get into it.
Oh, yeah, we love going up there. It's, the series always puts on a good show, and the fans love having it.
If it happened on the track, you'll hear it on Racetime Radio. Mondays at 9 p.m. Eastern on Canada Talks. Sirius XM 167.
Unbelievable race here tonight at Flamborough Speedway. How about this? The Lucas Oil Sportsman Cup Series MS100 is in the books. The 24, Brendan Dottero, is in victory lane at Flamborough Speedway. Let's throw it down to Jerry Paxton. He is with our winner. Jerry, take it away.
Brendan Dottero, you finally got that monkey off the back. You got a win in the Lucas Oil Sportsman Cup Series.
Yeah, we finally did it. We have so many seconds, so many poles, and finally we got this done. Can't thank my guys enough. Everybody put in such a hard effort today. Car was working good all day. Got to thank Sean. He was all over me. He run me clean. Just awesome to finally get a win.
I know I was listening to the crew down here, and they're saying this car was a handful for you today.
Yeah, it picked up, car was loose at the end of the race there, and held on to it best I could, and luckily here we are.
Now, I know the 89er Sean Chenoweth kept telling everybody he's underpowered, he can't keep up with you guys. Didn't look like that.
No, he was right there. He run me clean, but he was inches off my bumper that whole race. He come through the field. He ran a hell of a race himself.
And I know you've run with him before in the late model, so you were a little familiar with what was about to happen.
Oh, yeah. Huge respect for the guy. We're used to running late models, and here we are running sportsman cars side by side, so that's really cool.
You're back here at Flamborough Speedway in 2 weeks. Are we going to see a repeat?
Hope so.
That's the best you can do is a hope so?
Hope so.
Brendan Dottero bringing it home to victory lane at Flamborough Speedway, the MS100.
Dynamite job by that number 24 crew. Incredible race here tonight. The 89 of Sean Chenoweth finishes the race up second. Just an amazing race for that young individual. And to see the season that Sean has got put together, to have a look at since Canada Day, just Wednesday, winning the APC race and then coming out tonight and finishing second in the Lucas Oil Sportsman Cup Series. The 89 has really come a long way, Jamie. He's really done a dynamite job.
He's got nothing to hang his head about on that second place finish again. A little underpowered compared to the rest of these guys. But you know what? In the little time that I have been able to see Sean Chenoweth race, I mean, he just impresses me more and more every time. Like Jerry said best, he is just one word. He is a driver, a racer. And you know what? He raced Brendan clean tonight. He did everything he tried to do except wreck him to pass him, and just got to respect something like that.
The 81 of McGlynn also sneaks up into the top five. Jerry Paxton, great bounce back for the number 81.
You know, they did a lot of work to that race car in the pits. They really were thrashing on it over there, trying to get it right. When I was watching the adjustments in the right rear corner, they were major, and it made a major difference when he came back out to the racetrack. And as I said, somewhere around lap 80, Sean McGlynn decided it was go time. He might have been just a few laps short.
It's got to be the race of a lifetime so far in the career of the number three of Tim Tolton. Jamie, what a run for that number three tonight.
Well, Tim's a great guy and all, but over the years he has had reliability issues. Tonight, no reliability issues, and he showed just what he can do when he can get to the end of 100 laps. A great run for the Intimidator, Tim Tolton. And rounding out the top five, Dave Conley. Passed a lot of cars tonight, started deep in the field in 12th, came through for a solid top five finish, and that should put him in a good position in the points heading into round three.
an amazing race tonight, Jerry Paxton. What were your thoughts on tonight's? You got to rank this one right up in an A, if not an A-plus event.
Well, let's just say that for the 2015 season, the Lucas Oil Sportsman Cup race here at Flamborough Speedway may be the defining race for what's yet to come this year. It was tight. It was fast. And you know what? Those cautions, there were a couple of badly hurt cars, but not because of accidents that were caused by other drivers. It was just mechanical failure, really. So when we watched Sean Chenoweth and Brendan Didero put on a show like that, Sean McGlynn coming up to the back of the field, yes, this is going to be one wild season. 2 weeks, they're back here to do it all again. So if you didn't get to the race tonight, you're going to want to be here in 2 weeks.
Absolutely. And with that in mind, we do take next weekend off. Jerry Paxton, Josh, myself. I think even you're off next weekend, are you, Jamie?
Well, I'll be at Delaware Friday, but after that, no. I'm going on vacation on Sunday for a week and be back to Delaware the Friday after that. We got the Oscar Super Lates coming to Delaware Speedway next Friday. So if you're looking for your racing fix next weekend, we've got Oscar Super Lates, Oscar Modifieds, and you've been there for a bone stock race before?
Yes, sir.
It's like it's the redneck circus, Joe. It's a whole bunch of crappy four-cylinder cars, none of them worth more than $1,000, and that includes the roll cage. They're going to go at it for 50 laps, and, of course, you can't go wrong with the Oscar Supers and the Oscar Modifieds. So that should be dynamite.
Well, come July 17th weekend, the 18th to be exact, we are going to make Canadian motorsports history once again. On racetimeradio.com worldwide, we will have two, count them, two Canadian races live flag-to-flag coverage. We will have the IWK 250 live from Riverside International Speedway with Matt Crafton, the Parts for Trucks Tour. That will be an amazing race. We can guarantee that. We'll also have Josh Paxton, Jamie Maudsley, and Jonathan Schwemmler is going to jump into that broadcast. And you guys will be live right here from Flamborough Speedway, all in the same night. I don't know how we're going to do it. I'm going to have an earbud in to find out what you're doing. You guys will have to have a double one in so you can find out what's going on out there. But it's going to be history in the making. I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be a dynamite weekend.
Well, I think when they set up the time zones, Joe, they put Nova Scotia ahead of Ontario just so we could do both races on the same night in 2 weeks.
And hopefully we get the same weather we had tonight. Jamie, can't thank you enough for jumping in. Always appreciate you on the broadcast. You do such a good job. And I know you got your son all here. You guys both had a good night.
Yeah, we sure did. I do the talking. He does the shooting of the photos. And you can catch all his photo work at ModsleyMotorsports.com. And, of course, visit our series website at www.lucasoilsportsmancup.com.
And I look forward to getting the release. As always, we'll get you a full field rundown from top to bottom. You don't want to miss this series. I'm telling you, fans, what we witnessed tonight at Flamborough Speedway, and I'm sure you'll agree, that was an exciting broadcast. It was definitely exciting here at beautiful Flamborough Speedway. Jerry Paxton, where did you get off to? I know you're pit side somewhere.
Actually, I'm on my way back up to the tower. I stopped by. Everybody seems to be busy in the tech garage. We'll see how that works out a little bit later.
Yeah, and we will get Brendan Didero on Racetime Radio Live Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Time on Sirius XM Channel 167.
And Joe, Josh, and I will look after everything here. You make sure you say hi to my friend Tim Terry for me, would you?
You know what we're going to do? We are going to do some sort of linking so that we can get you guys at least talking to everybody and all of us out there. I will do some configuring, Jamie. And trust me when I say, that would be awesome to hear you guys out there. And I believe with Grant Slater back in the Racetime Radio studio, we might be able to come up with a way that we can link everybody up, even if it's just for a little while. It'll be a lot of fun, but that is going to be a dynamite race out there
as well. That'll be the ultimate bench race, Joe.
It will be. Jerry Paxton, closing thoughts from tonight after you catch your breath.
I can't wait for 2 weeks. Can we just kind of skip next week's week off and get right back to it? Because this was an adrenaline jump. This race tonight really showed us what guys can do and how determined they are to get to victory lane. Sean Chenoweth, as we said, a driver. He put on a show tonight. Sean McGlynn did what he does best, race and race hard and never give up. He brought that car from the back to the front. Didn't win it, but boy, you knew he was there. Going into the 1 2 weeks from tonight, I think it's going to be a barn burner. And knowing that we're doing the IWK 250, you know we're going to be listening the minute we're done.
Absolutely, and I can't wait. Truly going to be amazing. Cars tonight that had good runs, not indicative of finish. The six car, Jeremy Coulter, got to put it out to him. Had a good car early. Something went wrong with that number six machine. He'll be back. He'll do good. And how about the 93 of Jason Meyer? Got to put it out to him. He ran in the top five for a long time.
Meyer is flying tonight as well. And, again, I got to go back to the Bandit, Alvin McNichol. I mean, he's got to be so proud of himself for how he did tonight. Doesn't have a lot of experience at this level, but proved tonight that he belonged. And good job by the Exeter posse and the crewing on the Bandit tonight.
The Lucas Oil Sportsman Cup Series. Fans, you don't want to miss this race. Comes back to Flamborough Speedway in just 2 weeks. Don't miss it. Be here. And if not, keep it tuned to racetimeradio.com worldwide. We will catch you all again Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern on Sirius XM Channel 167 or right here at racetimeradio.com. For Jamie Maudsley, for Jerry Paxton, for Sue Chisholm, I'm Joe Chisholm, and Grant Slater back in the Racetime Radio studio. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in, and we will catch you again Monday night at 9 p.m. Thanks, everybody, and congratulations to the 24 of Brendan Dodaro. He's a winner in the Lucas Oil Sportsman Cup Series.
Thanks for listening to Racetime Radio. Visit us on the web at www.racetimeradio.com. Or leave a message on our 24-hour listener hotline, 1-888-5-RACETIME. That's 1-888-572-2384. We hope you'll join us again next time for more Racetime Radio.
Come on now, dig.
Exclusively on your home for the hardcore race fan.
Excellent, buddy, excellent.